What about cornbread you cook in the ashes of a fire?
You could call them ash cakes. Don't see them much at the end time.
How would you cook one of those?
You'd make it up in a dough and roll it off in a pot in a pan and sort of flatten it down. You have it in the fireplace. You just take your rake out there and put it down there and cover it over with ashes.
Now, what do you call a soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
I don't fool with cornbread much. I done forgot all about cornbread. I don't even eat it.
Okay, what about them? You know, these old flat things about so big around with a hole in the middle of them? Pastry.
That's a cake pan, eh?
No, this is dough. It's got sugar on it or something like that. And it's maybe fried or little pastry made out of it. Made in that shape. About so big around with a hole in it. Here's where I run into trouble because it's hard for me to talk about it without saying what it is. You know a good way to say it, Earl?
No, I don't. It's something that you eat that it looks like this. It's got a hole right in the middle of it. Instead of eat on it.
I think I know what you're talking about, but it's just out of my mind. Now I can't.
What's going on?
Okay. Let's go on. Round to. What do you call a round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and you eat with syrup? Put a stack of them on and eat the syrup.
Pancake.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog? It's slated but not smoked.
Fat back.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made out of hog jaw, hog's head, and so forth?
Pressed meat. Some of them call it.
Okay.
There's another name for it, but I can't get it up right now.
It was a
sour meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
In the middle of a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Seed?
Okay, what about in the middle of a peach?